We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Thank you, as always, for joining us here on another Friday edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, and that means it is the usual Friday crew here with you. I am Dan Connick. Alongside me, my two co-hosts, it's Monty Moore. It's Camille Davis. Guys, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Here's what I really want to ask everybody. And I know this is usually, I think, a Thursday crew question. Mm-hmm. What is the weather like where everybody is? Because it has been so up and down the last 7 days here in Detroit. It was like 60 some a couple days ago. That came off the back of 3 inches of snow over the weekend, and now it's like a Arctic tundra outside. How is it for everybody else?
Well, I know Monty's going to have all the warm weather updates to bring us, yeah. But it's been similar here in Milwaukee. We had like 5-6 inches of snow last week, but now we've been getting rain, so the snow's gone, and now it's been 40s. It's like mid-40s. Mm-hmm. It's steady now.
Yeah.
It is late winter, early spring. So, it's 73 here today and we're supposed to hit low 80s this weekend. So also harsh conditions.
It must be really tough. I don't know how you do it, Monty. I really don't know how you survive out there. but yeah, we are like in the worst part of the week here, or the season. We are still weeks away from the draft. Nothing else is happening. It's the cold dead of winter. So we're pulling out the fun ideas for our episode topics here. I know Andy already touched on the actual relation, like, to the Packers news. The Packers are a finalist to play the week one Friday opener exclusively on Peacock against the Eagles in Brazil, the first NFL game in Brazil. Before we dive into what we were talking around that, I'd like to hear your guys' reaction to that idea. Thoughts on the Packers possibly being in Brazil for week one?
Hey, it's Brazil. It's the first time.
Yeah, and as we record, it's like a coin flip between us and the Browns. So by the time this comes out, who knows? But I love it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's awesome. I was at the beginning, You know, at the beginning when like this started going on, I think was it like it's like 2008, 2007, something like that. The first London games.
Yeah.
It's like this is stupid. Like this will never catch on. But I love the international games. I went over. I didn't go to the game itself, but I went over to London when the Packers were there. That was such a cool experience to do with my family and to be around Packer fans in London who I know like were dying to see like that. That is a once in a lifetime moment for them. And I know there's a huge contingent of Packer fans in Brazil. So if that was to happen, that's such a cool experience for them. And I think it's also a plus that this time it would be an away game, not losing a, not losing a Lambeau home game home this game. Time. Right. But yeah, I love the idea. I mean, I'm also a huge Manchester City fan, so it was really like it's kind of the reverse of, you know, I got to see my favorite English soccer team play in my favorite NFL football stadium. And I just bought tickets. They're coming to Ohio Stadium where Ohio State plays, so my favorite college stadium. And so that's what got me kind of like really thinking about all of this is like as a Premier League fan, you get chances in America to see your teams come over and play in these different stadiums. Usually they're not soccer specific because our soccer stadiums don't hold as many people as they do in England. So thinking about it from the Packers side of things, where is somewhere locally here, domestically, abroad, where you would love to see the Packers play for whatever reason? Camille, I want to hear from you first.
Now, the question is so interesting because I was going to say, I feel like if you are a fan of soccer or, you know, football, whichever one you call it, not American football, like I feel like there are so many more options because you are so more well-averse to just different stadiums because you're watching an international product more often. Now, myself, not a soccer fan, same. But I am a Milwaukeean through and through, born and raised in Milwaukee. And I remember when the Packers used to come down to Milwaukee, the original gold package games down here in the city. I would love, 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 love to see the Green Bay Packers back in Milwaukee for a game. Like that would just be super dope because I said it before on Cheesehead TV where it's like as a Milwaukee Packer fan, you deal with so many more Chicagoans who just are here in your space. So like Bears Packers weekend is always drama. It's just like just contention in the air all around during that weekend. So like Packer fans down here, we need to see that green and gold. It would be just really fun to get a Milwaukee game again in the state.
Yeah, and you put it at AmFam and put the dome over it and give everyone the chance to see what it would look like. Oh, if you put the dome on Lambeau, you know, as Todd Varney wants to go out there and take up that cross for them.
Always a hotly debated topic.
Yeah. You know, that was one that I had on my list too was, you know, how cool would it be? And because this is a stadium that's on my bucket list as well, just like in general. But imagine if they did, damn the logistics of it, but a back-to-back game at Camp Randall Stadium, Saturday night under the lights at Camp Randall, and then Sunday night football, Packers, you go Packers-Vikings because it's a little bit closer to the Minnesota side. Under the lights at Camp Randall. Can you imagine jump around at Lambeau is already awesome. Yeah. Do a Packers jump around at Camp Randall under the lights. Inject that straight into my veins.
So you are out on player safety.
Damn the player safety. Damn the logistics. Make it happen.
You know what? These are hypotheticals. I'm in. I'm booking the back-to-back
video games.
Yeah, right, I'm booking the back-to-back ticket packages.
Yeah, can you imagine by the Like when you buy like the tickets for the March Madness, like you buy the ticket for both days. Yeah. Camp Randall that'd be awesome.
So my answer, speaking of March Madness, obviously that's still going on right now.
Go Marquette.
Sweet 16. You guys remember how they played those March Madness games on aircraft carriers?
Yeah. Oh.
That's what I want. I want an NFL game on the aircraft carrier, like for week one.
And no guardrails.
No
guardrails. If you go over, buddy, start treading water.
Better learn how to swim.
Yep. Cool. Because that instead of international game, right? It's international waters.
So anything goes.
I'm sure it would be sponsored by like Prize Picks or FanDuel, right?
Oh, they sponsor everything.
Yep.
There is. Have you got to tangent for 1 second? Have you ever seen the movie Behind Enemy Lines?
Yes.
There's that scene in the beginning where they're playing like football on the aircraft carrier, and like he sets up so like, you know, you got like kind of the slingshot that slings the planes off the aircraft carrier, and they put a football on it, and basically it took it and like kicked it off.
Yeah, they're like kicking field goals with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they do. Leave the kickers at home.
So as far as like actual stadiums go, where there actually are games played, Camille took my other one. Like obviously AmFam would be amazing because that's a throwback to the 90s when they played in County Stadium. This would never happen because the Raiders are already there, but I want an NFL game played in the Sphere.
Ooh. Figure the logistics out. Figure it out.
It'll be a football game like those. Remember those NFL commercials where it was like all the NFL players are playing football throughout like the party or whatever. That's what it'll be. Yeah. Okay. So I had two here, to go away from the actual football side of things. I don't know why I'm segueing it like that because Monty just brought up an aircraft carrier. I'm not sure how much farther I can go. to go back to the soccer side of things, obviously, I think the NFL made a sort of a misstep in the London game 2 years ago. And they put the Packers at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which is a beautiful stadium. It's one of the newest stadiums in London or in England in general. And it's specifically designed to also host NFL football games, or at least American football style games. But it's also significantly smaller than possibly the most famous stadium in the entire world. And that is Wembley Stadium. The Packers, if they like, that is a injustice that must be corrected, is putting them in Wembley Stadium. I think the difference is literally like almost 15,000, 20,000 seats.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that much bigger.
I'm going to double check my math. But I think,
given how big the Packers fan base is as well, and like you saw it just when they went to London, how many Packer fans there were that were just even out and about, like not going to games, but just out and enjoying the fact that there were a bunch of Packer fans in the city. You would think they would put the Packers at a bigger stadium.
Yeah, so Wembley Stadium's capacity is 90,000. Tottenham Hotspur is 62,850.
Yeah, that's
almost
wild.
30,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Was like, do you guys not know? Like, we're gonna travel. Like, they're all gonna make it over there. No. So the other one that kind of goes on top of this is, and this literally could. I don't think it physically could work because I think the dimensions of the field, as well as the stadium itself, is too small to actually have like a full on NFL game, but maybe you could do.
Well, we're doing logistics be damned. Remember?
Right. Exactly. Maybe do like a 7-on-7 style game, but anyone that follows the Premier League knows the story of Luton Town. For the last 10 years ago, they were four divisions down from the Premier League. And just like if you follow the Welcome to Wrexham story, where they're fighting to relegate themselves back up and up and up, promote into the top tier of the league, that is exactly what Luton Town did over 10 years. They fought their way back, and over 10 years, last year, finally earned a promotion into the Premier League. Their stadium is 12,000 stands, and it is along the stadium is a row of houses. And so to enter the away field, the away side of the stadium, you walk through what is essentially an alleyway between two houses. And when you walk up the stairs, you can literally look into people's walled gardens. And like I'm going to send you this link here. If you look at some of the pictures, and if you want to Google, just Google like Luton Town away entrance, and you'll see like it literally looks like
wow,
it is a alleyway, and there's houses that go all the way up and down the sides. That would be so cool, because Luton Town is like such this great story of like a small town club that earned its way up into the big leagues. And the Packers, I mean, obviously they're not like some sort of underdog, but they're the smallest professional market in all of North American sports. They're a community owned franchise. Like those two stories feel like they would fit really well together. So that would be a really cool thing.
That would be crazy for sure.
What a phenomenal weekend of college basketball. And hopefully you, like me, enjoyed your experience even more by using Prize Picks. If you didn't, well, what are you waiting for? Right now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with your college basketball entries today. And it doesn't stop there. They have all sorts of entries available, including NBA, NHL, and so many more. Testing my skills on Prize Picks has been the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, especially during March Madness. It's extremely simple to play, and they even have super fun promotions available like their Taco Tuesday, where select player projections are discounted up to 25% to provide even more value and excitement. They also have incredibly easy withdrawals, and for those of you that utilize Apple Pay, you can use it for quick and easy deposits into your account. College basketball is always fun this time of year, but it was so much more fun this past weekend with Prize Picks. I'll be sticking with Caitlin Clark this week and probably adding a few NBA selections as well, especially with the return of Chris Middleton to the Bucks. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. GameTime is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through GameTime. My experience with GameTime has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of GameTime is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY, PACKADAY, for $20 off. Download the GameTime app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
that looks like what people might think Green Bay is. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, oh, the smallest city. Okay, it's in Green Bay. Like, whatever. Like, that's how people probably think Green Bay looks. No, Titletown District is here now, baby.
And you know, but you know what? Like, that's honestly not too far off, because you've got like all those streets there. Your backyard looks right at Lambeau.
You're parking in people's backyards.
Yeah.
It's just on the alley.
Yeah, you're.
I got a couple more. I want to hear from you guys, though. Any others that you guys have had thought of?
So let me ask you a question, because you are a Premier League fan and you watch soccer. So when I think of international series, I also think of like, where would be a cool place to just to travel to and say like, hey, we're watching football. Not sure of the appetite for football there, sure. But like, if we could do like Italy or somewhere like
in something the Coliseum,
like that would be dope to be like, okay, here's where we're going to watch the Packers. Like somewhere in Italy would be crazy.
Yeah. Italy would be, I'm not as familiar with it with Serie A in Italy, but I mean, look at last year too, when the Bucks and Bucks and Dolphins played in Germany?
Yes.
That was, I think, at Bayern Munich Stadium, which is an amazing stadium. I also think like Borussia Dortmund has a really cool atmosphere, and their stadium is like it's like a kind of like traditional square box. So like imagine how everyone talks about Seattle Stadium, where it like captures all the sound. That's how it's built. And so, yeah, those two would be cool.
Packers,
too. I'm sure there's an Italian one that would be awesome.
Packers playing in Germany might cause like a global economic shift. Like that might be a historical event.
It's beer fest. It's beer fest.
Yeah,
they play, because being the Irish, so.
Play it during Oktoberfest. Like that would be unbelievable.
Oh my God. buy your futures in kielbasa. And
yeah, I was gonna say in encased meats.
Yeah.
And grain. There you go.
Right, that's... Yeah. Okay, so I had two more.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
One's pretty straightforward. I was thinking about other college stadiums that I'm like, you know, I like watching games here on TV. It would be a cool atmosphere. Notre Dame would be a cool one, I think.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I like how that looks on TV. I think it just has an old school feel. Like, don't get me wrong, I would love to see like them at, you know, something like the Iron Bowl or something, like some of these other classic college football stadiums, but there's something about like, and there's the connection with Notre Dame, you know, to the original roots of Lambeau and everything. So that would be a cool one. Monty, I am not only damning player safety and logistics here, I am damning reality altogether with this pick. And I thought of you, buddy.
Okay.
When I got this one. I want to send them to the Grand Arena from Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. There we go.
I want to see eyeliner Jeff Goldblum come out there and announce Jordan Love and the Packers into the stadium.
Basically, like what we want is, you know, when you play like a fighting game, you can choose the stage.
Yep.
Like, why doesn't Madden incorporate this into the game? Like, why can't you play in the most absurd locations in a video game? Like, we're already suspending reality enough where you can take the Bears to the Super Bowl in a video game. So let us play anywhere we want.
Nice job, Monty. Way to get that dig in there. That would be cool. If Madden had any ounce of creativity to it, that would be awesome.
We fixed the tackling rule last week. Madden, we fixed the game this Madden. Week.
Tune in next Friday to see what societal problem we fix next.
Friday, we got all the answers. I mean, we also gave the Packers the answer to the daycare problem that they
exactly.
have.
Exactly.
That's right.
And listen,
this crew is about solving problems.
Absolutely.
real life problems that affect everyday Americans, salt of the earth people like us. Okay, yeah, so no, that we'll keep that we should hear about that in the next few days about are the Packers going to be in Brazil or not. Personally, I'm completely down for it. And I mean, it also works too. I think Brazil's in the same Eastern time zone, or at least like maybe 1 hour off.
Yeah, it's a very small difference. I don't remember exactly what the number was, but yeah, it wasn't significant.
Yeah, because I remember the Rio Olympics were like almost the same exact time. So that worked out. All right. Our second topic of the day here. This is one we've been itching to kind of explore on our own. If you're on Twitter last week or so, Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV posted a response to a really cool question that we wanted to take our own stab at here. And that was, what Packer game from history would you want to attend? If you could pick any Packer game ever, what's the game you would want to see? I mean, I went down a whole list of like this one.
Yeah, like this is one of those
really hard.
There's probably at least 10 that we all would agree on, right? Like
right.
And the Super Bowls and
Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think outside the box. So I'll defer to you guys here first. What's the first one you came up with?
Now, when we say any Packer game in history, were you guys looking just at home Packer games or just any Packer games, period?
I have mostly home, but I have some other ones sprinkled in there.
Okay, because the one that came to mind to me first was the Packers-Raiders game after Favre's father passed away. Just, like, I recently lost my uncle who raised me, who I always saw as my dad, and, like, I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do anything. To think of him going out and playing a football game after he lost his dad, who meant so much to him, and then the performance that he had, like that one was special through the TV to see it. And I just to be in person, I would have loved to be there.
Wow. That is a really good one. I had not thought about that one.
I have the one of the first ones I had that it's not like a playoff game or anything. But it was actually, no, sorry. It was a playoff game. It was the Packers Lions game, Packers finally win a playoff game with Brett Favre, with the Sterling Sharp touchdown.
Was that the holding Barry Sanders to -3 yards rushing?
That's a different game, but I had that on my list also.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah. The first playoff win in however many years there. Yeah. You know, my thing with this too, though, I just kind of thought about this when Camille brought up hers. My image of Brett Favre right now is somewhat tainted. And so it's like, if I go back, I want to go back with an ignorance is bliss mindset. Like, wipe my memory. I want to just
Men in Black neuralizer.
Moment. Yeah.
First like, time.
I want to be there as a fan that's experiencing it like in real time, doesn't know what's going on, you know, doesn't know the future. Cause I think that's what made it so special was it was like, holy crap, we're watching this happen.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, the one that I thought of right off the bat was, we want the ball and we're going to score.
That was on my list too.
I mean,
that would have been incredible.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one that's kind of a weird one off the beaten trail. I should have looked this up. I think this was 2004 or 2003. It was right around there. It was the year the Packers and Vikings went into the last week of the season, and the Packers needed to beat the Broncos, and the Vikings needed to lose to the Cardinals.
The Nate Poole game.
And so I don't want to be, what was that?
I think that was 03.
Was it 03? Okay.
I think it was 03.
That sounds right. I don't want to be at the Nate Poole game, regardless of how cool that would be to see that happen live. I want to be the people that were at the Packer game.
At Lambeau, yeah.
At Lambeau, where you're beating the crap out of the Broncos, and like the people in the suites are turning the TVs around so you can watch the Cardinals-Vikings game.
They like, put it on the score. They put it on the Jumbotron, I think.
Did they really?
At one point, late in the game. Like, I think because the Packers were so far ahead.
Yeah.
That they knew that's where everybody's attention was. So I think they put part of it on the Jumbotron.
That would be tight.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Another one I had, this is cheating because I was at the game, but it's too legendary not to put on the 2013 game against the Bears, the Randall Cobb game.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, the 4th and 8 game.
Wait, which one is that one? Why am I not?
2013, when Rodgers came back.
From injury? No, 2018.
From injury.
2018, right? Wasn't it?
No, this was the one. Wait a minute. This was to get into the playoffs. You don't remember Randall Cobb on 4th and 8?
Oh my God. Yes. Okay.
In Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking when you started talking about coming, when Aaron Rodgers comes back against the Bears, I was thinking.
Yeah, they did that. He did it twice.
The 2018 game. Okay.
That one's on my list.
Wow. Yeah. That one. That was a fun one.
Yeah, for it to be at Soldier Field, it had the crazy plays like the Jarrett Boykin fumble touchdown.
Oh yeah,
like it was a crazy game.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, no, that the 2018 game goes up there as like probably top three sports moment of my life. That game.
So like that game was even more fun for me because on Technical Foul, the podcast I'm on, one of our co-hosts is a Bears fan.
So back
to do the podcast. His reaction was so funny. So he was like, man, how about Aaron Rodgers? And he was like, don't you want to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, instead of this football game? Like, don't you want to do something different? And we got to watch him go through all of the emotions from like denial and anger. And just like, then at the end, he just accepted it. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to own us forever. And that just is what it is. Like, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I quick story about that game. We were driving to Green Bay from Toledo, and like me, my wife, and some of my family members. And literally, as we cross the Wisconsin border, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning because we drive like red eye overnight. I realized I left the tickets. This is when physical tickets were still a thing. I left them in Detroit, and this is Saturday morning. And God bless my father-in-law, he got up early Sunday morning, drove from Detroit to Milwaukee, and I met him at the Mars Cheese Castle. And he gave me the tickets.
You are probably still making that favor up.
I am indebted to him forever. I asked my family, I'm like, what can I get him as a gift, like, for doing this? And my uncle said, I'd leave his daughter. He's like, you're too good. Like, like that family is way too good to you for you to be dating their daughter. You know what would be another cool one? And this is another one of, like, not knowing what's going to happen in the future. The Don Majkowski goes down and Brett Favre comes in.
Oh, yeah.
To take over.
Yeah, that not cool. Knowing what you're watching at the time, right. Though.
But right. To be able to say, like, I was there during the start of the Favre era. Like, I was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a couple of other more recent ones. I had the Packers Titans in 2020 where they won like 55-7 or something like that.
Was that the snow game?
No, that was it was like a late October game, I think. Maybe.
Oh, even. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one from the meme with, like, it's always on the Titans fan.
Yeah, with the Titans fan with the Santa hat.
Like, a game that they just literally start to finish, it was never
in doubt.
I mean, like, you were annoyed that the Titans got 7 points.
Camille, I didn't mean to cut you off here.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, was it the Thursday night game? That same meme of, like, what were the Packers up like? I'm misremembering this. It was it like 54-0 or something at half? You know what I'm talking about? That other famous meme of, like,
well, no, the Bears game, they're up 42-0.
42-0. That's yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. That would be a good one. I want to go to just a classic blowout.
Yeah.
The other one I was going to say was the 2016 divisional game in Dallas with the Jared Cook sideline. Just seeing all the Cowboys fans celebrating. It's like, no, we got some time left before.
Another meme, like, oh, they're celebrating with the minute 34 left or whatever it was.
Oh, beating the Cowboys always has a special place in my 90s kid heart. I swear it does.
My Cowboys one is a little different. I wanted to be there for the 2017 Matt Flynn comeback.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Like, that would have been such a fun game to go to, because if there's any game that they should have lost to make their, you know, them not have a perfect record in AT&T Stadium, it would have been that. And they still mounted a gigantic comeback with the backup quarterback. I was in Houston
during that game, and we went out to watch the game at, like, a BW3s, and it was a bunch of Houston Texans fans rooting for the Cowboys. And we were shocked. Like, I thought y'all had beef. Like, what's happening? But they saw us in the building, so they were antagonizing us because the Packers were down. So when we came back and won, we were insufferable. We ran through the BW3s, like, waving Packer hats, like, just, like, going crazy. So, yeah, in person, that would have been a fun one, too.
But hold on, it was 2013, not 2017, sorry.
Okay, that's but, what I thought. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I was like, wait, Matt Flynn wasn't still on the team then. That seemed too late.
You said 13, my bad.
I remember I turned that game off, like, in the third quarter. I'm like, I'm done. I can't watch this. And it was one of those, oh, my God, speaking of which, how have we not mentioned this one? The Miracle of Motown.
I actually fell asleep during that game.
That's one of the ones that I had. I assumed we all are going to agree on.
Okay.
But for sure.
That's got to be a lock.
Yeah. I remember, I just remember because I was Thursday night, so it was late. And yep. I've always worked early. Like, this was a different job than I have now. But at the time I worked at like 6 a.m. And that game ended. I was still in Central Time. I was still in Illinois back then. So it was like 11 o'clock-ish. I was like, I don't think I'm going to sleep, like, tonight, because I'm just going to be up the rest of the night, like, soaking everything in about that game.
Yeah, I was mad I fell asleep. Like, my husband was watching the game. I just heard him, like, scream, and it jolted me out of my sleep. And he was like, we won! And I was like, what?
How? You're like, no, we did not.
Not to throw my dad under the bus, but he passed out after going to the bar. And we tried calling him. I was living in Toledo at the time. He was still down in Dayton, and we tried calling him numerous times. And he woke up in the morning, and he's like, "Why the hell did you guys call me like 10 times last night?" I'm like, "We won the game." He's like, bleep you. No, we didn't. This has been fun. Yeah. People like
there's to play and there are so many of these that we could that we could go to.
People like to play the like name a random ball player game. Like I love the name a random Packer moment
that you name a random game game.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Again, just like we always do when we open stuff up like this, we want to hear from people. Let us know what's a game, a moment in Packers history you wanted to be at. And also, if you've got a soccer, I was going to say a soccer stadium, it has to be a soccer stadium. No, a different stadium, a place that the Packers would be cool to see and play at. Let us know. The show at Packaday Podcast on Twitter and everything. Us three are out there as well. Guys, do you want to let people know where they can find you, Monty?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Ferd Turgeson, Ferd underscore Turgeson. And right now in the off season, every other Thursday, every other Friday on Game On Wisconsin for Last Call Lambeau.
Cool. Camille.
All right. On Twitter at Camille Monet, CamilleMonae. You can catch me Monday through Friday on the Locked On Bucks podcast, talking everything Milwaukee Bucks, as well as the Technical File podcast every Wednesday.
Cool. And I'm on Twitter as well at DK all the way. And it's pretty much this during the off season. So you can catch me again next Friday with this amazing crew. Who knows what, maybe it's World Hunger. maybe it's World Peace. Who knows? We'll figure something out to tackle next Friday. But thanks again for joining us, everybody. Stay safe. And as always, go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.